This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Sunday Russian President Vladimir Putin's order to put Russian nuclear forces on high alert was calculated to put pressure at the start of talks, but that Kiev would not be cowed. Speaking at a briefing, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba also said Russia had dropped its preconditions for talks after suffering military setbacks. Ukraine would listen to what Russia had to say, he said.
They're going there without any previous talks, without preliminary agreement on what the outcome of these talks can be. We are going there to listen, and we are going there to say what we think of this war and Russia's actions.
The meeting news came shortly after President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian nuclear forces put on high alert in response to what he called aggressive statements by leading NATO powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Sunday President Vladimir Putin's order to put Russian nuclear forces on high alert is part of a pattern of Moscow manufacturing threats to justify aggression.
We've seen him do this time and time again. At no point has Russia been under threat from NATO, has Russia been under threat from Ukraine. This is all a pattern from President Putin, and we're going to stand up for it. We have the ability to defend ourselves, but we also need to call out what we're seeing here from President Putin.
Psaki on ABC adding the United States is open to providing additional assistance to Ukraine. Washington also has not taken sanctions targeting Russia's energy sector off the table, Psaki added. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States has announced it is sending additional military assistance to Ukraine, including anti-tank and air defense capabilities. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky implored the world to help his people resist a full-scale Russian invasion, saying it's imperative to hold on to the capital city, Kiev. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
In the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, authorities imposed a day and night curfew until Monday morning after Russian forces entered the city. Earlier Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sought to reassure his people that he is still in Kyiv and asked them to hang on and resist Russian occupation.
I am here. We are not putting down arms. We will be defending our country because our weapon is truth. And our truth is that this is our land, our country, our children. And we will defend all of this.
Meanwhile, hundreds of anti-war protesters braved arrest Saturday in Yekaterinburg and other Russian cities, chanting no to war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Saturday the U.S. will provide an additional $350 million in military assistance to Ukraine to help it defend its sovereignty. Pentagon officials say that so far, Ukraine is fighting back harder than Russia had anticipated. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
Nepal's parliament on Sunday approved a contentious $500 million aid grant from the United States despite protests both inside the legislature and on the streets. The government was able to convince enough lawmakers to approve the proposal following a brief debate. Opposition to the aid package, which was initially sought by Nepal, comes mainly from communist parties. For several days, protesters violently clashed with police. On Sunday, demonstrators chanted slogans, pelted police with stones, and pushed barbed wire and metal barricades that were blocking the streets leading to Parliament. Riot police responded with tear gas and water cannons and beat protesters with bamboo batons. Protesters claim conditions in the grant agreement will prevail over Nepal's laws and threatens the country's sovereignty. They say it's part of Washington's Indo-Pacific strategy, which has military components that could bring American soldiers to Nepal. U.S. officials have said it only concerns Nepal's development. The money is meant to be used for construction of power transmission lines and improvement of roads in the Himalayan nation. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.